Our names. You've known them for a long time.
I'm Ned Foster, News Radio 620.
Ned Foster, Preston Westmoreland, Detour Dan, Ed Phillips, Pat McMahon.
It's good. Shazam, and he's fouled.
Al McCoy.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
On News Radio 620 KTAR Phoenix.
You know who we are. You trust what we do. Live, local, first. We are News Radio 620 KTAR.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Alrighty then.
That worked out so nicely.
That was Michael trying to kind of get us up.
Memorial Day.
I feel...
Reveille trying to wake us up, I think. Anyway, it is the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Before we went to break, we were speaking with Adam about a couple of news items that were of particular interest. And Adam?
Yeah.
You have some specific information about a scam, a online pharmaceutical scam that may be of interest to our listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
All right. Well, let's talk about this this pharmacy card scan. An organization called Pharmacy Cards attempted to steal $10 million out of checking accounts belonging to about 90,000 different consumers. They tried to move that money to a private bank account because it was the whole Pharmacy Card scam.
What is there a web address involved with this?
I didn't actually see one here, but there was a website.
Yeah, pharmacycard.com or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully nobody out there listening was one of the 90 million you said?
90,000.
I was going to 90 million. Boy, they got a lot of money.
90 million and $10 million.
Yeah.
That's only a few bucks a piece.
Well,
that's okay.
Hey, listen, you know, a penny here, a penny there. Next thing you know, you got some bucks.
That dues add up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're shut down. So really, we just want to make sure that if anybody did any business with a company called Pharmacy Card, then be very, very careful. Watch your checking account. Maybe put a block on it.
Yeah, right now the U.S. District Court has got a freeze on their assets while the FTC pursues additional legal actions.
All right.
That sounds very official.
MSNBC.com.
Sounds
good.
Very official, Adam.
And tell us more about this Apple security issue.
Oh, yes. Apple released a security patch that didn't do very much.
Did you say Apple?
Yes, I said Apple. I think that's Gateway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I get so confused.
Yeah. Well... there was an Apple vulnerability where hackers could actually install software on the macOS operating system.
Much like all the worms and things that have been plaguing the Windows operating system.
Yeah.
It's now the beginning of the beginning.
Yeah, actually, I read a story that Mac has had more this year than they've had ever.
Combined, right?
Yeah, it's
right.
Insane how much they're being attacked.
You hear that, Mac fans? They're coming for you.
We need to switch to Linux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, that's really secure.
There's nothing wrong with Linux.
Yeah, but it's security is not one of its...
the perfect operating system.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so this Mac OS X... OS X or OS X patch, they released it, and now what's going on with it?
Well, there was a vulnerability where if a website could entice a unsuspecting user to click on a certain URL or web link, the hackers could... silently put code on a user's system, like a worm.
Like a drive-by install, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Apple released a patch, and it didn't do very much. It fixed a different vulnerability. Fixed one of the vulnerabilities, but it did not address this vulnerability that allows the, you could call the drive-by install.
So are those Mac users still vulnerable, or are they coming up with another patch?
There's a patch
for the patch.
Yeah, I believe there's another patch out. I think it's by a different company, not necessarily by Apple. But somebody released a patch that worked.
So those of you that are interested in finding out whether you should use... I mean, obviously it's an OS X thing. Go to support.apple.com, and you'll probably get a lot of information about that.
Yep.
Wouldn't you go to windowsupdate.apple.com?
No. And you know what? The reason why they didn't get it right the first time was they're not very good at this yet. You know, they'll get better at this. Of course, Microsoft's been creating patches forever.
We're in a world of patches. If you want to quit smoking or fix your OS, you must patch.
That's right.
Arr.
Now, there's one other thing we want to warn people about while we're on the news subject. There's a new scam I just got in my inbox the other day, and I figured I better get the word out before people start falling for this.
Before Adam gets screwed by it.
Yeah. Something came to me from the International Product Registry. Sounded very official. Very official-looking document. Notification of unclaimed parcel. International Merchandise Awards Center. Avoid forfeiture. Claim your parcel before the expiration date. Now, they had my name, my address, and they have a maximum value of $2,741.88. And they basically are saying that I could be potentially...
You want a big screen TV.
Oh, no, it says, you have been pre-assigned a parcel containing a Sony 61-inch projection TV or a bank check you... For U.S. dollars, $2,741.88 made payable to you or other merchandise item confirmed see inventory document below. And they have a whole list of things. And basically the scam here is that they're trying to get you to send USD $31.95 payable so that you can remit a release form. Anyway, folks, it should be
pretty... You're supposed to click an icon and give them your credit card number so they can charge you $32 to release... a form to you that maybe you can win something. I mean, it's a
yes, folks.
Scam.
Please don't fall for this one. It's just another clever way of. Basically, there were people going around doing this before, saying, "Hey, if you can get one of these prizes, we don't know which one it's going to be, but all you got to do is pay this prize fee and you'll get it." And of course, you always get the
lowest valued 36-cent plastic,
the double-handed plastic ashtray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So International Product Registry, another scam out there, guys. Don't fall for it.
Hey, Adam, thanks.
Yep.
We'll see you next week, huh?
Okay.
Or hear you next week.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one or the other.
We'll have to get a webcam and then see him.
I will neither see or hear you next week, as I will be on my way to a little island called Maui.
Yes.
On location or on vacation?
Oh, no, of course he's doing research.
Of course.
Adam, we don't take vacations in this business.
No, it's all about research.
Thanks, Adam.
Take care, buddy.
Yep.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. We got another hour to go. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and I guess we now have C-Cab here, back after the next news break.